The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
You are welcome to Entertainment News, along with Larry London, who is host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We're going to talk about a group that's been around for a long time, has been amazingly successful, has even had a movie made about them.
Today we're talking about Queen, but it is the new Queen with Adam Lambert, who is replacing Freddie Mercury as the lead singer. The band have re-recorded a song, which was originally a big hit, back in 1977. And the song We Are the Champions has been redone with a new name, You Are the Champions. The group Queen are recording this song to raise money for the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund for World Health Organization. It's being powered by the United Nations Foundation, and the money is going to the frontline workers, those folks who are the unsung heroes of this coronavirus pandemic. So let's check out the song. This is a new one from Queen. You are the champions.
All right, Larry, this was part of a conglomerated program that was presented, or was it just Queen?
It's just Queen. It's one of the virtual link-ups they did. They're jamming from home. I don't know if there are other musicians on it. I have not seen the video, but I do know that Adam Lambert and Brian May and Roger Taylor are all performing on this song, and they were, of course, on the original with the late Freddie Mercury, but Queen had been on a tour until the coronavirus pandemic quarantine shut down every musician in the music business. So everybody's doing their thing virtually from home now. Queen have postponed their tour until 2021. They won't be resuming until next year. But they had also earlier this year released another version with Adam Lambert of the original song, We Are the Champions. But they decided that the song was so fitting and so representative of their sound and who they are that they made a new one called You Are the Champions. But and Brian May, I just heard on the news this week where Brian May was in the hospital for a couple of days. He was exercising, and he tore his glutes in his rear end, his derriere. Very uncomfortable. It's been a big challenge for him.
On that note, we're going to say goodbye to you today. He's Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. Make sure you check in with voanews.com and all of our social media platforms to find out what's going on in the world 24/7.
That was a program from the Voice of America.